maybe you're where I was after practicing for a while, sitting down every so often for a guided meditation, thinking to yourself, this is great, but where do I go from here? Well, today we're going to be talking about how you can integrate mindfulness into your everyday life to really kick things up a notch. Hello, my friend. Hope you're happy. Hope you're peaceful. Welcome to Mindfulness for Beginners. In the next couple of weeks, I'm going to be starting a mindfulness course that I run on behalf of Thich Nhat Hanh's charity, Plum Village. The course is called Be Calm, Be Happy, and it's a great way to develop your practice and learn how you can start to transform difficult feelings like anxiety, anger, and sadness into joy. It's how I get started in mindfulness. It's 2 hours a week over 6 weeks. Check out the link in the description, find out a little bit more, and find out whether it's right for you. Today we're going to be doing some mindful eating, so feel free to pause the podcast, grab a couple of pieces of fruit so you can participate and play along. Mindfulness is all about applying 100% of your attention to whatever you're doing, and most weeks we do a guided meditation focusing on our breath, maybe the verses, some images, we might be focused on the body. And doing a little of that kind of formal practice is really important every day to see the full benefits. But the other way to develop your practice is simply being present in your everyday life as much as possible. It's really helpful to have things that you do regularly that can remind you to focus your awareness. And in a practice, we call that a bell of mindfulness. So some examples of this are brushing your teeth in the morning. That's one that I do. So you're being fully present and aware of the shape and texture of the toothbrush. You're being aware as you're putting the toothpaste onto the toothbrush, each tooth, noticing what it feels as you brush them. It's a really good way to start the day. Walking to the kitchen to make a cup of tea. So doing some mindful walking. We're going to be doing that in a few weeks, actually. I still need to work out the logistics of that, but that's something that I want to do. And then just being really present as you're brewing the tea. And it can be something as simple as something that you see regularly. So it could be your phone. So every time that you take out your phone to have a look at it, before you actually unlock the screen, then you take a couple of breaths. Breathing in, I know I'm breathing in. Breathing out, I know I'm breathing out. And if you do that every time you take your phone out, then you'll be doing a little bit of returning to your breath, as we call it, through the day. But what we're going to be doing today is eating mindfully. So I have a habit of shoveling my lunch into my face as quickly as possible, maybe in front of the news. And obviously that's not ideal. The hungrier I am, the less mindful I tend to be. But it is a really helpful practice just for the first few mouthfuls to take your time and fully experience what you're consuming, what it looks like, what it smells like, the feel, the texture, the flavors. And eating slowly and mindfully in this way means that we enjoy what we eat. It means that we're more grateful for the food that we have, and we can appreciate what went into its creation. And I also find that meals are more filling, so that I tend to snack less afterwards. And that's a practice that we're going to be doing today. So hopefully you've got your fruit or chocolate ready. And I'll start with three sounds of the bell and a short settling in introduction. So firstly, focusing your awareness on your posture, And I would invite you to imagine that you have a thread attached to the crown of your head, and it's gently pulling you upwards into an upright position. Your spine like a stack of coins, your heart raised upwards and outwards, and your hands comfortably in your lap. Moving your awareness to your body, noticing if you feel warm or cold, noticing if you feel tense or relaxed. Becoming aware of the sensation of the clothes against your skin. And the points of contact between your body and the chair and the floor. Moving your awareness to your thoughts and feelings. And as we go through the guided meditation, noticing each thought as it arises. And that might be an anxious thought about tomorrow. It could be a happy thought about today. Or it might be a sad thought about yesterday. Just sitting with each thought for a moment. Not judging that thought. Not judging yourself for having that thought. Allowing it to leave. And gently and without judgment, bringing your attention back to your breath. And finally, focusing your awareness on your breath. Breathing in, I know I am breathing in. Breathing out, I know I am breathing out. And now, picking up the first piece of food in your hand, and just becoming aware of it as if you'd never seen it before, applying your beginner's mind. Just noticing the shape, the color, size, the texture, whether it's creased or smooth. And holding the food up to your nose and noticing what you can smell. And the odor might evoke some memories from the past. Just noticing those memories arise. Becoming aware of any changes in your body from the smell. Might be your stomach rumbling, or might be your mouth salivating. Noticing how the food feels in your hand, whether it's soft or hard, its edges, whether it's dry and brittle or soggy. And then noticing the movement of your muscles as you slowly, mindfully put the food into your mouth, letting it sit on the tongue, not chewing yet, and closing your eyes. Just noticing the flavors, you might become aware of your desire to chew the food. Being aware of the effect that the food has on your body. Noticing the flavors, whether it's sweet or bitter. Salted. Just breathing in, breathing out. And focusing 100% of your awareness on what you're experiencing in this moment. And then when you're ready, chewing the food a couple of times and noticing how the food changes. The texture, the flavors. Noticing where in your mouth you can sense it. Continuing to chew and remaining aware of how the texture is transforming. It might be disintegrating, might be dissolving. And then as we're ready, focusing your awareness on the food as you swallow it, following it all the way down from the throat to the stomach. And just taking a moment to breathe. And pause. And this time we're going to eat mindfully while looking deeply into the food. So if you don't have a second piece of fruit to hand, you might want to grab it. And while you're doing that, we're just going to breathe for a moment. Breathing in. I know I am breathing in. Breathing out. I know I am breathing out. So now looking at the second piece of fruit, we can look deeply into it. And we can see all of the non-fruit elements within it. We can see the sunshine, you can see the rain, you can see the earth and nutrients, the air and warmth. And as we put the second piece into our mouth and chew mindfully, we can appreciate all of the labor that went into it. So we might think of the farmer who planted the seed, who watered it, tended to the plant, cared for it. I think of the person who harvested the fruit. And the drivers who transported the fruit to the shop where we bought it. We can think of the people who stock the shelves, people at the tills. Maybe it was delivered to us. We can think of the person who delivered the fruit to us. And all of the people that supported them. So we might think of the people who created the farming tools and the vehicles. Feeling gratitude towards those people. Feeling gratitude for the food that we've eaten. And looking deeply, we can see that long before it was a piece of orange or a grape or a nut, those elements existed in other forms, in the clouds, in the sun, in the soil. And in the same way, we're made up of the food that we eat, the water that we drink, the air that we breathe, our parents, our culture, our history, our knowledge. And as we return our focus to the room that we're in, feeling some gratitude towards ourselves for taking a time to focus on our well-being. And in the last few moments, focusing on our breath, breathing in, I know I am breathing in, breathing out, I know I am breathing out, in, out. opening your eyes, taking a moment to stretch your back or your legs if you need to. Noticing any changes in your mind or in your body. And if you notice a sense of calm or peace, I'd invite you to carry that through the rest of your day. May you be happy, may you be peaceful, may you be healthy, and live a long life.